I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential specialist with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about optimizing the sale of real estate. And really, the optimization happens and occurs because over the time of your ownership, you've stayed prepared for liquidity, prepared for the circumstance of a sale. You haven't fallen behind and deferred it, but instead you're ready to go.
What would I do in order to cause my property to have the greatest level of appeal for a single-family residence?
Well, there's several things. One thing I would suggest is before you put improvements into a property that you do intend to sell in the next even 5 years out, talk to the realtor and make sure you understand the value of that investment into the property in regards to your return at resale.
Oh, wow. Is that ever the case? As an example, I could put a swimming pool in the front yard. It cost me $10,000 to dig the hole, $10,000 to install a pool, and it doesn't add necessarily $20,000 to the value of the property in this rainy environment.
Exactly. So to consider that with foresight and make sure you're going to have $20,000 worth of fun because it's not going to add that value is important. I would also suggest during ownership, you've got to maintain a property. One small leak in a subfloor area that you're not aware of may not become evident during your ownership, but that means it will progress a great distance by the time you're ready to sell.
And if you don't catch that fairly quickly, it only takes about 8 months to rot out a bathroom floor. I mean, that's a given in this particular area. What else would I look for? What else do I do?
I would also suggest in optimizing your sale, stay current to the ideas of surfaces and color choices. So what you've got to make sure is it sneaks up on you. Your taste stops where you redecorated, and yet there's still things evolving. One other alternative is before you take down an interior wall to make a playroom for your kids, turning it into a two-bedroom house, consider the utilitarian purpose of the floor plan and whether you're going to make it functionally obsolescent to a large pool of buyers.
At which point, unfortunately, what was costing me a lot of money reduces the resale appeal of the property and the price.
A great example is that conversion from a garage to family room, then maybe even adding a bathroom off that. It really will not come to you as if, oh, I added all this square footage, so I'll have that price per square foot, that much more house. It is a trade-off to most consumers, and the trade-off will probably cost you more than it benefits you. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.